just around. And all of the people that we used to know, just giving up, they wanna let it go. But we're still trying. So you should know this love we shared was never made to die. I'm glad we're on this one-way street, just you and I, just you.
Okay, there you go. That's Westlife, Swear It All Over Again. One of the many hits, no doubt, that they played over last Friday and Saturday night in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Two concerts, a total of 80,000 adoring fans flocking to their concerts over the course of 2 days. A huge event. Lots of people from this county went, and one of those was Jackie O'Mahartig from Dingle, I should say. Jackie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
No, you certainly didn't have a good time. Well, you probably had a good time, but you got a bad sting. Tell me what happened. How did you buy your tickets, first of all?
Well, it wasn't myself personally, but it was my partner.
Right.
So
okay.
I treated her to a pair of Westlife tickets. She's a Red fan of theirs prior to COVID. So we bought the tickets secondhand, we could say, from our third party in the Castle Island district. And anyway, when she arrived at Páirc Uí Chaoimh with her friend on Saturday night, and she was going through the barriers, and unfortunately, the tickets were cancelled through Ticketmaster by the original owner of the tickets.
Right.
So basically, she wasn't allowed, herself and her friend weren't allowed in. So, in all fairness, go on. Sorry.
Got to the front gates, got to the place where they scanned the tickets, yeah, and said, sorry, these have been cancelled. You can't get in.
Yeah, the person that sold us the tickets, they got onto Ticketmaster, and they cancelled through Ticketmaster. So they got their refunds, and they got the price of the two tickets, over 200, from us as well, in cash.
So what did she do then? Did she get into the concert anyway, or have to pay more money?
As they say, there was a very positive ending to the story. I got talking to the security guy, and he said, there were tickets available, and the Garda Síochána guided them to the kiosk where the tickets were on sale. She was a bomb Garda, very good now, I must say. And now they wouldn't accept a credit card details over the phone from me.
Right.
So they had to have as you know yourself, there's no internet coverage. It's not the best at functions like this for the over 40,000 people.
Yeah.
And thirdly, it turned out that my daughter was attending the concert as well, and she had a debit card, and they were able to get the pair of tickets, which came to the total of €180. So that was €380 in total the cost to see Westlife on Saturday night.
Yeah.
But in saying that, this is an issue. It's not alone at Westlife. I shared it with some other people over the weekend, and some people that attended the football final in Dublin got a printout ticket, something similar, and when they got to the gates in Croke Park, no, it was cancelled, or it was sold, or was used already, you know?
They were turned away.
They were turned away. Now, I'm talking about it here just to create the awareness.
Yes.
But also, it's an issue that has to be addressed. And I personally, work in the hospitality business, and I had two American clients on tour over the weekend. And I shared the experience of what happened on the Saturday night. And basically, in their country, in America, what they do is, you buy it from the reliable sources, but then you use your phone to scan it. Nothing else would be accepted, only the phone, you know?
So you can't sell it on effectively. Is that the case then?
That's the point they were
it's
making.
It's on your phone,
you know?
And that's it. It's not it. You can't sell on the paper with the barcode, which then means you can, as happened here, cancel it, take the money, and the other person gets caught with a useless ticket.
That's right, yeah. And it was so upsetting for my partner her friend, you know?
Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
I felt for her when she rang me, you know?
Yeah.
But I must say now, the whole team down there were very good. And, you know, we focused on the solution just to get me and her friend into the show. But now I have the serial numbers of the tickets. I'm in the process of sending an email to Ticketmaster. We'll see what will happen we'll see what's going to happen, what feedback we'll get, and then we'll decide afterwards what option. Okay, we pay for them in cash, tough shit, excuse my language.
From that point of view,
You know. But we'll see how it will navigate. But for anyone, I mean, you know, you trust people. And when you just pay cash like that and you just trust them. But unfortunately, that is the society we live in today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it certainly is. Unfortunately, there's always some people that will use the new ways of doing things. Before, you had an actual ticket. That was a ticket. It got, the stub got torn on the entry and that was it. Yeah. You had your ticket. And others, with the scanning, yes, it's obviously more efficient. They're trying to keep up the... But as things change, Joe, or Jackie, I should say, they will... There'll be new ways of people trying to make money out of it and scam people out of it, unfortunately.
Indeed. And I'm quite certain I wasn't the only one.
Caught in the same
weekend.
Way. Yeah.
You know, and all these functions as well, all these festivals across the country and the GA matches and everything, you know.
Yeah. Jackie, did she enjoy the concert? Did they enjoy the concert?
Oh, my God. As they say, there was a really happy ending to it. They had a great night, I must say now. And they got great, actually, believe it or not, they had great tickets afterwards, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah, they danced the night away and they danced all their hits and everything, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen,
so it was great.
Jackie, thanks for telling the story. Thanks for the warning. Sorry it happened, but thanks for making people aware of it.
Yeah, and thank you to Radio Kerry for highlighting the issue. Gramila Mahagat.